Texte numéro 73. Migrants drowning in channel as crowded boat ripped open. Six children and a pregnant woman are among 12 people who died after a boat carrying dozens of asylum seekers to the UK was ripped open in one of the worst channel tragedies since the small boats crisis began. The French Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, said more than 50 people had been rescued from the terrible shipwreck off Cap Grisnez. Only 8 of the 70 passengers were wearing life jackets, according to French officials. After the latest fatalities, the Prime Minister is facing calls to open legal routes so that potential refugees are not forced to take such desperate journeys before claiming asylum in the UK. In the past week, more than 2,000 people seeking asylum have arrived in the UK on small boats. Charities have demanded safe routes for asylum seekers from France so that the vast majority of claimants do not have to set foot in a small boat. The number of deaths this year in the Channel was shockingly high. Heightened security and policing measures on the French coast have led to increasingly perilous crossings, launching from more dangerous locations and in flimsy, overcrowded vessels. In addition to taking action against the criminal gangs themselves, the government must develop a plan to improve and expand safe routes for those seeking safety. People risk their lives out of desperation, fleeing violence and persecution in countries like Afghanistan, Syria and Sudan in search of safety. Amnesty International UK said, "No amount of smash the gangs policing and government rhetoric is going to stop these disasters if the needs of people exploited by those gangs remain unaddressed." In 2023, the UK agreed to pay around £476 million over 3 years to the French government to police the sea border. Meanwhile, Darmanin has claimed the UK still only pays a fraction of what the French government spends on preventing migrant deaths on the Channel. "We need a migration treaty between the UK and the European Union because the migrants are people from the heart of Africa who want to go to the UK," he said. The Channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes and currents are strong, making crossing on small boats dangerous. People smugglers typically overload rickety dinghies. Labour has promised to crack down on small boat crossings by smashing the gangs of people smugglers. Responding to calls for safe routes, the Border Security and Asylum Minister, Angela Eagle, claimed there are already some safe routes available to asylum seekers, but unfortunately, there are more people who want to come than there are safe or legal routes we could ever set up, she said. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.